So I guess you start by telling me a little bit about the recipes you chose and why.
Well, I focused on the gumbo because the family would get together to put it together. You know, somebody had to pick the shells out of the crab meat. Somebody had to peel the shrimp, take the dookie out like my dad used to say. And he would make he would need the shells from the shrimp so he could make the seafood stock.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to chop up the seasoning. Somebody had to slice the sausage and cook the sausage. So it was like a family activity.
Mm-hmm.
Kids would be outside playing. And of course, nobody wanted to cut the okra and cook it, but somebody had to. And it was always easier for all of us to get together and do a part. And then my dad would do the final thing of assembling all of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was one of the meals that we enjoy. And we don't eat it, but maybe 3 times a year, usually during the holidays, because putting a pot of gumbo together sometimes can be really expensive.
Right.
And everybody loves it. So that's why everybody knows gumbo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though everybody's gumbo recipe is different, you know, and I'm sure if 10 people stood in here and gave their recipe,
right,
they'd all be totally different. And of mm-hmm. course, we always had French bread to go with that.
Okay. Okay, what were the other ones?
The other recipes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I chose some recipes that, I don't know, we're really funny about our recipes. I don't know where my mother found this recipe for lemon lush. And this was something that she prepared alone. And it was flour and chopped walnuts, cream cheese, powdered sugar, la creme topping, and lemon instant pudding and pie filling and milk. And